it looks pretty good for him. It doesn't look good for Liz Cheney. And we've been speculating for some time, Kevin, that maybe she'll try to be part of the reboot over at CNN, because they certainly do kind of like her, on at least on this issue.
Well, it's like any other Republican, whether it's Michael Steele or anybody that somehow falls out of favor or goes to the dark. Charlie Dent is another one on CNN, a former Pennsylvania congressman who decided not to run for re-election. All of a sudden, he gets a CNN gig, and he's making $300,000 a year, and life's great for him. Life's great.
It's like Allison Camerato. She used to be on Fox, and
yeah,
she seemed moderate enough. Maybe she was never a conservative, but she seemed at least moderate. But, I mean, she's full bore left-wing as far as you could go over there at CNN. I don't know if that was to please her bosses. Now that Zucker's gone, she doesn't seem to be backing off her rhetoric any.
No.
And maybe that's the true her.
Well, here's the question, and we'll deal with this at a later date, I'm sure. This whole notion of CNN and how it's going to change without Jeff Zucker. Fill us in on the Jeff Zucker story, just in, you know, the nutshell.
Yeah, well, it's been the worst kept secret for many, many years. He and his top aide, the number two over there at CNN, reportedly have been seeing each other on the side while they were married, while they weren't married, and divorced, and kind of under the table. And it was revealed this week that they were having a relationship. They didn't report it to HR over there at CNN. That, of course, is a big no-no in the business world. So they used that, in my opinion, Kevin, I think they used that as an excuse to get them out the door, because the numbers have just tanked. I mean, they're down 90% from where they were when Donald Trump was president, and you can't just blame the anchors. You got to blame everybody involved in that demise. And, of course, Zucker has been famous for having these conference calls, and even tell his media people, he says, "Hey, I heard you're being friendly with Lindsey Graham." Well, cut it out. Quit being nice to those guys.
Oh.
He literally did. Yeah. I heard part of that because it was exposed. And that just goes to show what we're up against.
Yeah. The other thing, though, is that he was also deeply involved in the Chris Cuomo stuff, the Andrew Cuomo stuff. And, you know, it just never looked good for him going forward with CNN. It'll be interesting to see how CNN does as they change. And again, we don't know how that's going to play out. Again, this just happened a couple of days ago. But with Jeff Zucker out, what happens to CNN? And does it become a force for good or evil?
It's got to get better. And just kind of a footnote to that story. Cuomo has apparently at least agreed to a $9 million buyout instead of an $18 million buyout, because he was taking them to court. So we'll see how that works.
Can I get one of those $9 million buyouts?
Wouldn't that be nice?
I just love it. Coming up, one of the cheerleaders coming forward testifying yesterday before Congress. And it's not good for the National Football League. We'll let you hear that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
And as we check things out here on the freeways in Southern Nevada at 131, there is a disabled vehicle there on the Southern Beltway westbound to Gibson down there in Henderson. The off-ramp's left lane is blocked. So 215 westbound at Gibson, approach that area with caution. You're going to be touching the brakes as you enter the downtown Spaghetti Bowl. That's really where it starts, 95 eastbound at Southern Rancho, the slowdowns. And then the lane restrictions are ahead of that. Once you get into the Spaghetti Bowl area, the construction zone on Interstate 515 is both directions between Main and Eastern Avenue.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this sports flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Raiders players were united in their support for former head coach Rich Bisaccia to get the full-time coaching job. Well, that doesn't happen with Josh McDaniels being hired. And now, according to multiple reports, players like defensive end Max Crosby and wide receiver Hunter Renfro saying while they were thankful for Bisaccia's time, they are certainly looking forward to moving forward with new head coach Josh McDaniels. The NHL All-Star Weekend underway in Las Vegas. The skills competition taking place tonight. The All-Star game tomorrow. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents...
And Doug.
Don't you just love the smell of old books?
This is a library.
Sorry, ma'am. We're looking for a book titled Liberty Mutual Customizes Your Car Insurance So You Only Pay for What You Need.
I don't think we carry that, but check nonfiction.
It really does devour literature.
Please leave.
Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Water stains on the shower glass. Try rubbing some shaving cream on.
Tyler's cleaning crew knows every housekeeping trick in the book.
Handling timesheets now.
But they need a proper bookkeeper to keep finances tidy.
New equipment is a business expense, right?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You know, at this point, I think just about everyone paying attention knows that Steve Sisolak is bad for Nevada. But be very careful of who you choose as your next governor. We don't need another weak-willed rhino, or worse, a gun-grabbing sheriff. I looked at Joe Lombardo's record. He is clearly Nevada's anti-gun rights ambassador. Do you realize 13 Nevada sheriffs signed on to the Second Amendment Sanctuary County Movement? Guess which sheriff lacked the courage for that? Yep, Joe Lombardo. Lombardo even supports a universal background check. Mr. Lombardo, Spider-Man is not real, and criminals are not going to go through a universal background check before stealing, buying, or using a gun. I'm Fred Simon, a true Second Amendment supporter and a genuine conservative, and I am serious about fixing Nevada's problems. Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Friday edition. This is the Friday where we get ready for the Pro Bowl and the NHL All-Star Game and the skills competition tomorrow. It's going to be a great weekend, and I'm so excited that you're with us for this this weekend. It is an odd weekend for the National Football League. Dan Snyder is in trouble. John Elway is in trouble. This is as a part of the Brian Flores deal. You got Dan Snyder that's in trouble with his former cheerleaders, and it's just ugly in the National Football League right now. And this as they're preparing for Super Bowl 56, the crown jewel. This is it. Now Melanie Coburn is a former Redskins back when they were the Redskins, cheerleader, became the marketing director for the football team, the Washington football team, now the Commanders. And she testified yesterday, the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, and blasted the Commanders' ownership, in particular Dan Snyder, relative to the cheerleaders. Listen to this.
Thank you, Chairwoman Maloney, and distinguished members of the committee, for taking time today to explore the injustices that have taken place within the NFL and the Washington football team. I'm grateful that you recognize the severity of this issue and why it's important to men and women in the workplace. The Washington football team engaged in harassment and abuse openly and without consequence for more than two decades. I personally experienced harassment and misogyny during my 14 years with the organization, both as a cheerleader and marketing executive. I eventually left in 2011 because my work environment routinely made me feel anxious and unsafe. The harassment and objectification of the cheerleaders was constant. Under Dan Snyder's leadership, women were used as sex objects and tools to increase sales rather than dignified human beings. At cheerleader auditions one year, Dan Snyder ordered the director of the squad to parade the ladies onto the field while he and his friends gawked from his suite through binoculars. The women were directed to turn around slowly, as if they were cattle being examined for sale. One of the women cried on the sidelines because she didn't understand what was happening. The next year, we had to start an ambassador squad made up of beautiful women who were not cheerleaders, but dressed to look like them. They were paraded through suites, and in later years, the men who paid for those suites were invited to come to our calendar shoots and to judge our auditions. Over the years, it became clear that Dan Snyder and his male executives were far too interested in the cheerleaders. Eventually, Dan himself had the final say of who made the team and who got months in the calendar. Unbelievably, he requested binders of photographs for auditions and the calendar so that he could choose who to cut based on looks, not talent. One year, he cut 10 veterans who otherwise would have made the team based on their skill and experience, evidently because they weren't the prettiest in his opinion. It was known as the Tyson's Massacre. Think about that. An NFL owner who hired and fired employees based solely on their looks. It's despicable.
Now, I don't have all the information there is. As Melanie Coburn said, there's binders and binders and binders. And, of course, Mitt Romney knows about binders. I'll just say she left in 2011, so she's been away from the organization for 10 or 11 years. And I guess my question is, if this has been going on for two decades and you were a part of it for 14 years, then my question is, why didn't you blow the whistle? Now, that doesn't mean that it didn't happen. I'm not trying to dispute that. I'm going to open up our phone lines right now at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out what you think about the credibility of Melanie Coburn all these years later coming forward. Where was she 20 years ago? Where was she 14 years ago? Why did she take a promotion to marketing director when she's a former cheerleader and she obviously moved in the organization from cheerleader to marketing director? Why didn't she blow the whistle then? Why did she wait to blow the whistle now? And again, that doesn't speak to the facts of the case. If I were a judge, I'd be saying the same thing. I'd be asking the questions. It just doesn't make any sense. And one of the things we'll talk about coming back is what happens to the National Football League, because Melanie Coburn goes after not only Dan Snyder, but Roger Goodell, the commissioner of the National Football League, who is refusing to release this report that a lot of work went into, but yet the general public's not going to be able to see who's been doing dirty. Because there are all kinds of people that could be implicated either through Melanie Coburn or Brian Flores. And by the way, the guy that's got to be laughing his ass off is John Gruden. He got caught up in this this whole controversy as a result of this lawsuit. We'll talk about that and more coming up. Again, the phone number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. It is Friday on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast.
Good.
Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Banks typically only lend money to people who have good credit. How does that work at Dollar Loan Center?
You know that nearly 40% of the population has a credit score of less than 550 or doesn't have a checking account? And one in four over 21 use some type of short-term lender? What's my point? Try going to a bank to borrow a couple grand for a few weeks. They have no idea how to help you. And like it or not, that's the exact banking transaction that most people really need.
Been there and done that. It's the norm these days.
We process hundreds of loans every day, most in less than 30 minutes, and we'd love to say yes at Dollar Loan Center.
You heard it straight from Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in real cash. It's easy, quick, and safe. We have over 50 locations where you can apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
When it comes to stopping Joe Biden, we Nevadans have the ability to do just that. For three consecutive polls, President Donald Trump's endorsed candidate for U.S. Senate, Adam Laxalt, is beating Democrat Senator Catherine Cortez Masto. Adam Laxalt is the leader we need who will win this race and turn the Senate back over to the Republicans. As our Attorney General, Laxalt sued the federal government to protect our property rights, and he won. He sued to protect our gun rights, and he won. He sued to stop amnesty for illegal immigrants, and he won. And Adam Laxalt sued to protect our religious liberties, and you got it, he won. Adam's a conservative fighter and an America First winner. That's why he's endorsed by President Trump, Governor Ron DeSantis, and other conservatives we trust. Adam needs your help, too. Join him and senior Trump advisors Rick Grinnell, Cash Patel, and Matt Whitaker for a Las Vegas office grand opening at 10 a.m. on February 5th. Visit adamlaxalt.com/events to RSVP for your free ticket today.
I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Tom and Levi.
Tom is the smartest man I know. He's been a professor at two major universities, been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, he told me that he was having problems in his classes. I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. And he was telling them that he was doing it as a favor to them, but I think in reality, he just wanted to get out of there. I was really starting to worry because I saw something was wrong.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me, and my love for him was just immense.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Not surprisingly, a lot of you want to talk about Melanie Coburn and her testimony yesterday before the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee in Congress. And tell you what, let's go to your phone calls. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's begin with Al. Al, you're up and you're on Live and Local. I'm glad you called. Hey. Hi.
Hey, Kevin. Thanks for taking my call. I love your show. I love you exposing the candidates like Adam Laxalt and all the other group, and you have a fantastic show. What I wanted to say was that, you know, it's been a long time, but laws have changed a lot. And, you know, back then the laws for whistleblowers were a lot more strict. The NFL was a lot stronger. I mean, they had a lot more control of their employees. People did. I mean, even football players under. I used to be a Raiders fan. I remember Al Davis. Benching Marcus Allen, you know, it was outrageous back then. And, you know, maybe she just didn't have enough lawyers. The laws were different. Things have changed. And, you know, as I am actually a Washington football team fan, Redskins, now Commanders. And, you know, we're trying to get rid of Dan Snyder. And now it just sounds like, you know, this guy's just about girls and about, he's not about winning. He's about something else. He's on another planet. You know, he's not giving anything to the team. So, you know, I support the girls speaking up. The laws have changed, and we should all be striving for safer workplaces.
And you're right, Al. It is a different era. There are things you could get by with 20 years ago corporately that you simply cannot do. I mean, we've seen at CNN just the simple thing of having a relationship with a woman that's not your wife. Can get you in trouble at a place like CNN. And
that's exactly right. Jeff Zucker, right, exactly.
Right. Hey, Al, thank you, man. I appreciate it. I got a bunch of folks I got to get on. Tell you what, let's do is go to Joanne. Joanne, you're up. You're on Live and Local. I'm glad you called. Hi.
Hi. The point that I wanted to make is several points, actually. The first thing is that it does take some time to make sure that you have witnesses to various actionable things in order to make an effective case. You don't want to try to settle, you know, if this is going to be a career-ending move. If you're a cheerleader, you might have been making $30,000 to $50,000. If you've got kids, you can't just leave your source of income. You can't just uproot and go to another team. You have a fairly limited scope of long-term contractual work available to you that affords you an ability to have a stable lifestyle. So there are a lot of considerations that go into why people withhold information. I myself had a circumstance where I had a boss, but the boss had no supervisor that I could go to. So I just kept notes for a long time. It turned out that he was transferred to another location where he started the same behavior and actually got caught in that location and was terminated from the company. So, you know, you have to document and you have to wait for the timing to be right. Maybe she moved up in the organization because she thought, well, maybe I'll be taken seriously. Maybe I'll be taken with a little more respect if I'm not wearing these brief uniforms. You know, maybe I'll be able to hide better within the organization. Maybe with my extra money, I'll be able to, you know, establish a better base for myself from which to defend. You know, should I be terminated if I'm, you know, unsuccessful in a lawsuit or, you know, or what have you? There are a lot of considerations as to why people bide their time in taking action against an employer, in my opinion.
Hey, Joanne, so what should happen? Let's begin with Dan Snyder. He owns the football team. He may have created a hostile work environment for these girls. But the fact is that he's the owner of the football team. Should he lose the franchise?
Well, I mean, that's a trickier question simply because I don't consider the NFL to be reputable. Their players are felons. They're, you know, they've got, you know, here in Las Vegas, I mean, I don't know where they terminated a player who effectively murdered a woman by burning her to death while he was driving at high speed. But they've got other players that, you know, are constantly getting arrested for DUI. They have a very laissez-faire attitude towards people. You know, who's this cat that just got terminated for racking a slide and pointing a gun at someone? The fact that the players even think that they can do that behavior and still, you know, maintain some kind of employment is pretty outrageous. So, I mean, that's the culture of the organization. And you're asking what should happen to an owner who's gotten by with, you know, and they've got, you know, investigations into Belichick now and, you know, all these other things. To me, this is all par for the course. These guys have been getting away with this for decades upon decades. And so, you know, they seem to be fine with a lot of questionable, if not outright illegal behavior within the organization. So, you know, to me, you know, little old discrimination case isn't something that, that the franchise itself is going to be removed from him based on their previous patterns of behavior.
And by the way, Joanne, I've only got a minute. What about Roger Goodell? Should he lose his job?
Well, you know, people have been trying to get rid of him for a long time, so... I mean, you know, like I said, this is the culture of football. I feel like the only way, I mean, if I'm not wrong, I don't keep super tight tabs on this, but their viewership is down, not CNN down, but, you know, they're not in great shape. They're losing share, and they are losing audience to other forms of entertainment, including, you know, alternative forms of football. And, you know, they're going overseas looking for ratings there. So, you know, to me, they just seem like a desperate organization.
Yeah.
I think that people should stop watching football and not worrying about, you know, what, you know, not necessarily stop watching football, but stop supporting the NFL, you know, rather than worrying about what's happening to their executives.
Well, I will tell you this, Joanne. You are not the first person to tell me that they are not watching NFL football anymore. There are a lot of people, and I have folks in my family who fervently believe that they will never, ever, ever, ever watch another football game on TV, an NFL game on TV. Joanne, I got to run. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. More of your calls coming up a little bit later on. And here's the number, by the way, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
With inflation skyrocketing and energy rates rising, wouldn't it be great to know what you'll be paying for energy for years to come? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Thad Alger and the solar professionals at Inspire Solar Solutions will help you take control of your power. Thad can save you 10 to 20% immediately and lock in savings on your monthly costs for years to come. Right now, there are lucrative federal tax incentives that will allow you to offset over 25% of the price of your solar system. Plus, there are compelling financing and leasing options so you can go solar with minimal or no out-of-pocket investment. As a bonus, everyone who signs up will receive a Vivint smart home security system and 3 years of monitoring for free. That's a $2,800 value. Find out how much you can save on solar for years to come. Call or text Thad at 702-518-9646 or check them out at InspireSolarSolutions.com. That's 702-518-9646. One more time, InspireSolarSolutions.com.
People say that love starts in the kitchen, but at Finley's Subaru of Las Vegas, we believe that love starts with giving back to the community. Starting February 1st until February 28th, Finley's Subaru of Las Vegas is collecting non-perishable food items for the Las Vegas Rescue Mission. Join us in celebrating a month of love by helping support those in need. A dash of kindness, a cup of joy, and a heap of love have the power to make the perfect recipe. To learn more, visit SubaruofLasVegas.com.
This is John Kovacs, conservative Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District. I'm running for Congress because our country, teetering on the brink under Democratic Party rule, which has only become more apparent since Joe Biden's ascension to the White House. From his killing of the Keystone XL pipeline, to his abandonment of our southern border, and blundered pullout from Afghanistan, the Biden administration has been an unmitigated disaster from the beginning. Now we become aware of his intent to award $450,000 to illegal immigrants. As our food prices are skyrocketing, gas prices are soaring, and unemployment in Las Vegas leads the nation. All the while, our congressional leaders stand